Yo, check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be now cast.
Third culture kids where the concept of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You tuned in to the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
Welcome to your tribe.
Yo, and welcome to this new episode of The Can Show. Your boy OT in a building with my partner in business and other things.
Hi.
And straight out the shower because she didn't know workout. Auntie Reams.
Hello.
What's happening? How you feeling?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I can't wait he's not here because he wants to see his family before he travels. You know, he's a good son.
Yeah.
He is.
Akau is a good son.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, so it's just us. So it's going to be fun. Probably a bit too deep for some people because that's what ends up happening when there's no Akawi humor to subside. So that's what we're here for. Stay tuned. Hi, Auntie Reams, what you got for us today?
We were initially talking about my coach and like the really profound things he does, but we're not going to talk about that anymore.
He's not profound.
That's been killed. Yeah, that segment's been killed. So let's talk about something else.
Well, shout out to Ola anyway.
So yeah, exactly.
Make the guy feel a little bit better.
Exactly.
All right. So what I do want to talk about is yesterday and today I had my favorite workouts sessions in a while. So
yeah.
I've been training for a year and a half, like consistently. And personal best, 2 days back to back is unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just the fact that everybody I know was in the gym. And I was blasting my own music. And I could play it really loud because I didn't care about anybody else. Because randos would come to the gym and they'd see that it's full and they'd leave. Which I don't feel too bad about. But yeah, you know, they missed out. But it's just that Emil, Jade, Esma, Stefan, Akawi, like everybody was there.
Yeah.
And they were all doing their own thing. I was doing my own thing. But it's just like that energy of everybody I know being around.
Yeah.
Was a lot of fun. And then today as well, the same group. But then you showed up and Julian was there training Amanda. So it was just like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, actually. And I think it does come down to like fitness is social. I was saying that earlier and I do believe that. I think that fitness is a vibe when you do better or you're more likely to show up. But it's also who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Like we're surrounded by people who actually have goals bigger than they can imagine. And that's what
And I'm more comfortable just like being silly and like… And I'd walk around like film other people doing their own thing and like… Just collecting like video milestones for the sake of memory, but also it seemed like it works for them because they wanted content of that documents their fitness, right?
Right.
The guys are training for their ultra marathons, right? For their 777.
They are, yes. So, 7 ultra marathons, 7 days, 7 Emirates, 7 random people coming together.
Straight up. Wasn't Sean supposed to record an intro for this?
Yes, he will. He is.
Okay.
He is, and he will.
We're getting that intro. So Sean, we're still waiting on this. You promised that you're going to be recording a monologue?
I don't know what he promised. I left the table. He came and back and then that promise was on the table.
Yeah,
so.
He said he's going to do a monologue for the 777, like create a trailer and like the whole thing. So we're waiting on that, bro.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Sean said he'll do it, so he'll do it.
But yeah, anyway, so… Workout's been fun the past couple of days. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I think that, look, the reality of all of it is working out is tough. It sucks. And when your friends are there, it's better, you know?
And the music.
The music?
Selfishly.
That's a very selfish thing because the truth is the music is not for everybody. But if you don't like it, put your… Like I don't necessarily prescribe to all the music that I hear in the gym. But I have my headphones and I live my life. In that space. But I do think like, you know, when the music has been a contentious point at the gym over here. So when OT gets a hold of it, I guess it makes for a good morning.
Yo, as far as I'm concerned, all I've been told people trying to Shazam the playlist. I'm like, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll give you access to my Spotify play. Like I'm not a gatekeeper like that.
Like some people we know, I guess.
You know, like you could have it. You just tell me. And they're like, no. So then like Esma was saying… she'd rather have that because she can save it for later. I'm like, all right, I get it. But point being, like, it seems like music is part of the experience for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's for gym goers, yeah. Or, you know.
But the interesting thing about it is when I've been trying to go to the gym without headphones because. Supposedly when you're training, like when you're working on neuroplasticity, you want to have as little dopamine hits as possible when you're training. Like the actual training should be the reason that you're there. But, and that's why those, like a lot, the guys
but
are
wait,
eventually going to stop
train,
running
the training
with.
Training is not the reason you're there?
No, it's usually the social, it's the social aspect.
Oh no, for me, it's always like, the for training me, is why I'm there.
Well, no, I mean, obviously my end goal is to be like to increase my brain health as high as I possibly can. But that's it's very difficult for me to go to the gym just by myself and work out. No, I find social spaces. Yeah. I work out with friends. I make sure that it's something that will motivate me to show up. There's no way I would.
That's a great, for me, it's the other way around. For me, that's a great plus to have. It's awesome. It's fun. Just like yesterday and today, I enjoy all of it. But if nobody's there, I'm still going. Like, I'm showing up for the training.
Yeah, that's
for
the discipline you have. Yeah.
You know?
But also, like, but it also shows you, like, yes, you will do that, which is so necessary. But the two times that all our friends were there training, you hit personal best.
Yeah.
So it is.
It helps. It adds to things. You know?
Exactly.
But if nobody's there, I'm still there.
Yeah. You are. You are.
That's the main thing for me. Because I'm like, I'm putting in that work. Because plus, with all the meds and everything, I'm like, I'm not here to gain weight like that.
Well, yeah, you're running.
I gotta hit that fitness at all times. Like, yeah. I gotta train, I gotta exercise. Also, just, and not for mental health, like that's strictly physical. The mental, kind of like having everybody around is a bonus, but that's not the reason why I'm doing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for me, without having the community, I don't think I wouldn't train. Mm. Like, I have built a system by which I have friendships, I meet people, and I train with people. Even at warehouse, like I have friends that I train with. Like it works for me. I think it's a better, you know, I think it's better to train with someone than to go to dinner with someone. That's like,
yeah.
So that's what, yeah.
And it's easier when you're a morning person. It's like, you want to hang out? Come, let's train together.
Yeah, exactly. Or even afternoon or evening. Like today I'm training with Sarah at 6:30. Like, and then tomorrow I'm training with Matt in the morning. Like, it's cool. It's also expanded my world into places. Like, the thing about it is that when you're in arts and culture, like we are, you tend to see the same people all the time. And I love all of them and we've invested in friendships. But I think that once I realize, oh, training is social for me, it's opened up my world into, like, I've been able to meet people who I would never meet before, like coffee brewers and, like, you know, people like women who literally, like, they raised families here. Like, that's what they did. They left their corporate jobs to raise their families. How would I meet them?
No, I like
if
that.
It wasn't for, you know, my life at the gym.
No, I like
so
that.
I've allowed
I'm
it to
that.
Like, you know, be yeah. a part, like I've allowed it to grow and be a part of my like my social life now.
Because what do they call it? It's called the third place.
Yeah.
Right?
A third space
or something.
Third space
or third place theory. I've recently come across that. I haven't gone that deep into it yet. So at the moment, I'm reamslaining.
Yeah.
This is as reamslaining as I can
By
get.
The way, check out my Instagram for the latest time. The last time I got reamslained by Akawi.
This is me reamslaining right now because I'm still new. I've just been introduced to the concept. But like this idea of, like, you know, home is first place. Second place is your work.
Right.
Third place for different people's different. So, like, you know, it could be the mosque, it could be church, it could be a temple, the gym, whatever
it is. It's where, like, you congregate.
It's where you congregate, where you meet people, where you connect. And I get it. Like, for you, it seems like spaces of exercise, or whether it's the gym, it's the yoga studio.
Yeah.
It's third place for you.
Yeah.
That's where you meet and congregate with other people.
And as a general rule, if I want something to stick in my life, I'll connect it to a community. Because I am really community driven. And if that just makes me happy. It's something that keeps me alive. So, yeah. I figured that out, and I think that might help some people who are struggling to go to the gym.
So for those who say that you cannot make friends when you're older, huh?
No, that's
Look
a fallacy. That's a complete fallacy. First of all, who says that?
Right?
No, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, it's a thing. People go like, oh, I don't know how to make friends.
To make friends.
Like, at this age anymore. It's not like when I was young, and I've heard these complaints
that's
from people
so
before.
Interesting.
And it's like…
Yeah, no, I don't feel that
what?
Way at all.
It's easy.
No, it's not. Look, no.
Like, for me, it's… For me,
wait,
too, like,
is it
I
making
connect.
is it making deep lasting friendships? No, I don't believe that. But community, like, friendship is...
Like, if you're in a new city, you want to find people to hang out with.
I'll go to a gym.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll go to a gym. That's what I'm saying. Or I'll go to a community thing, like a knitting thing or something. You show up there.
Right? Like, there's a hack to it. It's just, you got to step out. If you're introverted, you're a stay-at-home body type person, then I get it. I completely understand. If you're a shy person, so you don't know how to kind of just talk to strangers.
Yeah.
I understand it. You know, like… It's a personality thing. If you're not as extroverted or speaking to somebody new or a complete stranger is difficult for you, then I can understand that.
Me too.
Then maybe it is harder for you because you're older. Because they're not a classmate or somebody, you know, that you're always seeing every day that you can kind of be friends with.
Well, yeah. But, and I think if you're an introvert, that initial contact with someone maybe feels… I'm speculating because I'm not an introvert. But maybe that initial contact feels like too much. It seems like a mountain to sort of like transcend. Which is not something that I experience. But I certainly have many people in my life that I'm a part of their core. Like, so they have a core of like 3 or 4 friends. And I'm a part of that core. And I think that is hard to make friends. But you're also making the assumption that there's more friends out there to be made. As we grow older, I realize I prefer to invest in the friendships that I have and make them deep, lasting friendships. My gym friendships are passing. They are fleeting. They're not, and they're wonderfully so. Like, I will go to one gym and be there for a while and then come back and see how people have changed. I talk about their lives, but do we have each other's phone number? No, we barely follow each other on social either. We meet at the gym. And I love that. I think that's wonderful.
But that's great. That's a great constraint.
You need it. Whereas, like, otherwise people will just take over your life.
I'm going to see you right here, bro. When we leave this building, pretend like you don't know me.
No.
We're friends here. No, just in this space. Outside of this, we ain't like that.
When we were at the Polyfest, yeah. I saw a whole table of the gym bros, like all the Tongan guys and all that go to the gym. And we literally were like, what are you doing here? Like, we don't know how to see each other outside of the world that we know. But I think that goes, it's a much deeper thing as well. Making connections nowadays, I think, is more challenging. But if you, just like any muscle.
More challenging how?
For people who are more isolated and find comfort in the dailies of having a cute routine in their home and in their two spaces, like you said. So I would imagine young people, or maybe old people too, just getting complicit. In not exercising the muscle of building community or outreach.
Right.
Building community is outreach. And like, that's a muscle I never let that go. I've always built it into the world I live in because I want to live long. And it is a pillar, it's a component of longevity.
Right.
If you look at people who've lived the longest in the world, community is actually a pillar of that.
So it's part of it. You want to age better. You want to age well, or just age.
No. If you want to live long, you want to live. Forget aging. Like, you're going to live. Longer. You want to live long. People who live long live in communities because communities give them purpose.
Mm.
And they give all of us purpose. It's, you're going to see Mabel at 6 p.m. because you're going to make bracelets together. So don't die before 6 p.m. because you got to make bracelets with Mabel. You know what I mean? No, like, think about that, right?
Yo.
Yeah. No, it's serious. Wow. And it's also like, you, if you're isolated,
shout
you
out to
don't
making bracelets with Mabel,
you know,
at 6 p.m.
I'm just saying, like, but it's also, it's deeper than that. If you're in a community, which is something we don't have here as visible as your home or whatever, you know, we don't see people aging a lot here. So for example, an older person will have to go to another place with older people. You have to set up play dates. But when you're looking at it, there aren't many places where you see the whole spectrum of, aside from the mall, you don't really see the whole spectrum of people. Mm. You don't see babies and old people unless it's like a very specific family gathering.
Right.
That's not the case. In other parts of the world, that's the park. You go to the park and
you see all kinds of
everyone from all, you know, and it's funny because people are like, I've said this before and someone's like, why don't you go to Kite Beach? I'm like, Kite Beach is so inaccessible for an old person.
Oh,
it
for
is hot.
Sure.
It is rugged. It is, everything is far away from each other. The bathrooms are not close enough. Like,
but also the quality, of the, like those, like, bathrooms, if you're somebody in your 70s and 80s,
and
one slip.
you're done for. Yo. You know what I mean? And people who are older, they need a little bit more care.
Yeah.
And that, but then there's also 60 and 7-year-olds beasting it down the track. Like there are guys, we see yeah. them, right? But so I'm just saying, I don't see that as a all family, all levels no. of society, right?
If you have any mobility issues…
Yeah.
It is not for you.
So that's why I'm saying, like, where do we go? So yeah. if you go to Mumsar Park, actually, you'll see some older families folks. Barbecuing. Yeah. That's the closest thing to community building, yeah. like across all ages yeah. that Mumsar I've seen.
Park, any of the public parks, Zabil or any of those, you'll see them especially on weekends.
Yes.
But I think that because of the transient nature of the city as well, not a lot of old folks are out here. I think only we might start to…
Now we're going to see it with the retirement visa.
Exactly. Because of the retirement visa. Now, I think a lot of people our parents' age who are going to start choosing to stay.
Yeah.
Because they're choosing to retire here.
And I think that's wonderful. Yeah. You know? And I think that shows progress, yeah. right? Like, so I'm hoping to be a stronger voice, obviously, for making places accessible so that all people can access
right.
the beach, for example, and enjoy the beach. Or alternatively, the mall is actually not that accessible. Like, if you think about it, if you have mobility issues and you have to get from in Dubai Mall from one they bathroom to taxis. Another, they have the little taxis, but that's a walk. Like that's
oh, it's a track. Yeah,
do you get
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? So if you kind of, as you grow older, you get isolated.
Right.
And our job, I think, as younger people who are mobile, I'm younger right now, mm-hmm. but like our job is to make pathways,
yeah.
make things accessible.
But to your point on community, like I remember when we used to bring my grandma out here back in the day, she would barely complete a month or two and
right.
she'd asked to go back. She's
right.
like, I don't want to stay here. We're like, but why, grandma? You know, we love having you around. And she's like, yeah, but my people ain't here.
My
like,
people aren't here.
Her community yeah. is not here. Her friends, her group, her circle, her yeah. sisters, her society.
Yeah.
The people she's used to having around her every day are not there.
The people that she's growing old with.
Exactly.
The people so that's a really healthy thing to grow yeah. old with people, you know? Yeah. And I've started to kind of say that when there's someone that I feel like I'm gonna do time with you, you know? I say like, I can't wait to grow old with you. The audacity of believing we're gonna be around, but also the hope that we're going to grow old well together. It's a really nice thing that I've adopted lately. Mm. But I do think what at the heart of all of this is like what makes us live longer. Community is a pillar of that, but mobility is another,
yeah.
right? And then having access to really great quality food.
And healthcare.
And healthcare. Those things across the board, something to move your mind, neuroplasticity. Those are the five pillars of aging well, you know? And I think we talk about the gym and fitness. It's just lost in all of that mess. Like, you know what I mean? We're not having this deep conversation about like the real end goal about, yes, you're going to the gym every day. Dope. But like, there has to be, we have to know where the North Star is. And at the very least, it's to build community, maybe through the gym. It's to make sure you're mobile. Through the gym, like you know what I mean, and eating well is a whole situation.
Yeah, do you feel like you lost that North Star at some point?
Of course, everybody does. Like it's so easy for anyone who has TikTok to lose your North Star. Like I'm being honest, you know, like if you have a repeated message, eventually you believe it's true. If you have a repeated subliminal message, you can't even begin to fight it, right? So the subliminal messaging of TikTok is A, you better be young and you better be young and fit or else nobody wants you. And then the second thing is you better be interesting and dance or else nobody thinks you're relevant. And then more importantly, and I say this with all the like respect in the world, the fitness industry is not about fitness. The wellness industry is not about wellness.
They're about like, vanity.
There's so… Yeah, exactly. So I lost my North Star in the search into those industries for my North Star, if that makes sense. I lost my sense of like, what am I trying to do here? Am I trying to build muscle? Like, I mean, I'm grateful. Right now, my body is healthy. I can do more things than I've ever done before. But to sustain that forever is unreasonable. It's to sustain it for my lifetime. And that's something Ola taught me. We had that conversation with him. Aging well means doing your life efficiently. So my life is not a farmer's life. That farmer, if he's aging well, he can do his life efficiently for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And one of the crazy things, like, let's make this a, let's make this a, like a cut down. One of the crazy things that people don't realize, you're supposed to retire at 65, right? But most old people are passing away between 80 and 90. Yo, that's a whole 30 years.
Of what are you, what
like,
are you
what
doing?
Are you going
to
do?
What are you doing for 30
What are you
years?
Doing for 30 years? You retired for 30 years? Yeah. This mentality of retirement is is part of the Industrial Revolution. We talk right. about it like it's a normalized thing.
No.
But it wasn't always there. To retire is a very interesting thing. It means to stop being a part of the employment, at like of the capitalist employment pipeline.
Right.
So for me, I'm never going to retire. I'm not going to do that. My dad never retired. That's not what we...
No, you can't.
That's not how he saw the world. He said the trees die standing. And for me, I get that. And I don't... Like, dad's philosophy on life was somewhat skewed on some places. But when I heard that and I watched him live it, if you put somebody in the workforce, give them purpose and tell them that their life is based on how they contribute to society, then you pull them away at 65. You take it off. You take it off their plate.
Right. Where's their purpose? I think, but yeah, I think that that model of retirement is just based on like the Ford model of like factory
100%
employees.
Where Industrial you're doing, Revolution. Yeah,
yeah, straight up, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not here. You're here to serve that specific thing at a job. And then after that, like, all right, thanks for your service. You're not young and strong anymore in that traditional sense for you to do a factory job.
Well, actually, what's interesting is that, because strangely enough, I'm obsessed about this. And I don't remember. I became obsessed about this during the pandemic, if you remember.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It's exactly that. But it was primarily because soldiers were coming back and they wanted the jobs that women had taken in the factories
right.
because there wasn't enough employment.
So it's a very Euro-American.
It was a very no. American, I mean, the World War was the World War. It affected the whole world, but it was a very specific reason. And so, if there's a book called The Longevity Economy, which studies the history of us actually, of aging and all of and how that really is a part of our capitalist understanding of the world. For me, I can't imagine you retiring at 65. First of all, I can't imagine you retiring. I don't want to go through that like ninja warrior battle where we're going to have to go through to make someone who loves to work stop working. Like no, you it, love it to work.
No, yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
My dad did too. Maybe the work will shift. And that's why I forgot which company it was where they had interns at over 65.
Oh, right. We read about that
I thought, yes, this is actually
that's
what
smart.
We should be doing because we're...
Or was it a show?
No. It's in the UAE.
Is it? There's
it's a
show.
Program.
Wait, I think Hussein fact checked this, but I'm sure there's a show called The Intern.
Yes.
Where they were hiring interns in their 60s.
But there's
right?
also
or like
a
people
program.
Retirees
yeah, yeah.
that would get hired as interns in this company. And it's a tech company. So the idea was that they were hiring older people to come in as interns to learn tech.
This is genius right? because somebody who's been in industry for as long as, and when we say an old person, we're saying somebody who has retired.
Yeah, like 65 plus.
But if you're 65 and you got another 30 years to live, I don't know if you're old. Like it's
no,
hard for
no,
me
just,
to say
you're
old.
You just
know?
Said 2/3.
You get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like the way the world is framed, and this is something that I really wish we could deconstruct a lot more. So we've also attached degradation to retirement.
Yeah.
That you now retire and okay, well, you're on your way out. This is heaven's like this is heaven's waiting room. So have the golden years. Go enjoy your life. And I'm like, I'd like to enjoy my life when I'm mobile.
Yeah.
I'd like to enjoy my life when I'm
Correct.
Able to, and have the audacity to think maybe
but
I'll be mobile
that's
forever.
That's insurance company like approach
right?
things. Like the older you get, the more expensive your insurance gets, and all these things, and it's messy because like. Retirement, yeah, like retirement's not a thing for me, but it's also the same reason why like I train because my North Star was always I'm training to be able to do shit in my 70s and 80s
yeah.
that my parents and their parents' generation thought is not possible physically.
Right.
Like I'm here to break that stereotyping of you cannot do this at that age.
I think
you
that's
know?
Great.
Because
but why do they feel like they can't do it?
Because, and here, and this is the thing. Because they blame… They call it like… In the Arab world, they I think they call it like the old age… The age… The older… The old age diseases or something along those lines.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, certain things you get when you're older.
This,
right?
So
and
this
they've
is
accepted
the rhetoric. Yeah.
That rhetoric of, oh, high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
Right.
Bad hips. Diabetes. Like all these things. Like even things like… what's it called? Like… gout and all these things that you hear like older people get it,
which,
right?
Which well, I'm not saying they don't get it, but I'm saying if you're guaranteeing yourself, like why would you guarantee that you're going to get it?
The more I read about these things, the issue with that rhetoric is that they've just accepted that as soon as they hit 40, halas, we're done now, you know? And they kind of just accept that they're not, their bodies are going to start to fizzle, and they kind of, they don't try to do anything about it. Whereas reality is that these are all a result of lack of movement.
Right.
Not a result of age.
Yes.
Right? Age, there's a factor, but also you're just not moving.
Yes.
So you kind of gave in and gave up the fight before it even started.
Well, right, it's not gave up, but it's like I said earlier with TikTok, it was just repeated often. So it became the truth. I just think that that was it. I don't think that anybody like lost the fight, but I think they just couldn't question something that seemed so normalized. Like, it really is normalized to think that when you are 70, you're going to be ill. And maybe that's the case, but I would like to imagine a world otherwise.
Oh,
you
know? I disagree with it.
Right.
I don't think that's the case. I've seen proof points that defy that. So it's not a rule.
Who's the oldest person we've had on the show?
I don't know.
Is it me?
No, we've had older.
First of all, you're like, we've had way older.
Calm down.
First of all,
we've had way older. Second of all, but here's the thing. My world of like social media that I choose to follow in this space, the youngest person I'm following is Bill Medea at 54.
Right.
In the fitness and in the, you know, health and wellness space. Like, that's my benchmark.
Right.
Right. I'm going to watch this guy age.
Okay.
Who's already at 54 as he's aging.
I would like to challenge us to find people in the city who are defying the rhetoric that you are going to grow old and die and be weak and ill when you're 65 and onward. Yeah. I would like that to be the next kind of like…
To her credit…
The next level of guests, I'm going to seek them and I'm going to bring them on the show because I think that we, you, me, Akawi, Hussein, we're not equipped… We just, like I said, it goes back to the Mamzar Park thing. I just don't see enough old people. Yeah. So, or people older than I. And there's so much success that I'm not witnessing. There's so many little things that I'm not able to gain data from. So I think what I'm going to do over the next few weeks is find people in the city who can come on the show.
I have people in my life around me that are older and health. Like, for example, my uncle, Saif. He's a doctor, a retired college professor. He's in his late 60s, early 70s. Got a retirement visa, him and his wife, my aunt. They got a place here and they're just living their best life. But he's still as regimented as I remember him.
Regimented is key, isn't it?
As a child, seeing him. Like, he goes to bed at 9 p.m. He's up for Fajr prayers.
Right.
And he begins his day. He has cereal. And it's the same thing. It's the same practice of putting this, he has a seat, he puts right center room in front of the TV to watch his news in the morning.
Yeah.
But like, everybody in our family is always new. And he's the guy I emulated this practice from, by the way, where you just don't call him after 9 p.m. unless it's a life or death emergency. Otherwise, he's unavailable. And when his kids, they were terrified because by 8:30, everybody's in bed.
Everyone else has to.
So he had a rule and he was very strict about it. Everybody goes to bed early. The family wakes up. They have a huge breakfast together in the morning. Like, he developed a system that he committed to. By far, he's the healthiest person I've seen in my family at that age.
Right,
at the age that they are today.
How old are they?
They're in their 70s.
Okay, great.
His eldest son, for example, who's almost 50. He is a surfer, a snowboarder, a father of three.
Okay. Like, this is the new Dukan thing. I'm on it. No, so, I mean, we should bring him on the show. I just want to understand your life philosophy. I want to understand. Dash.
Dash is another one. Moez, my cousin.
Yeah. So, they exist. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying they're not in my frame of reference. And I need them to be closer to my lens.
We need to bring… Let's bring Moez on the show. Because, for example, Moez is great. Because like, that's Moez's dad, the guy I was talking about, right? And his older brother.
Right.
And we're seeing Moez. Like, I've had female friends that have seen him. And thought he's like in his 30s and single. And this guy's like…
In his 50s with like three kids.
Straight up. You know? So I'm like, okay, great. That's a good reference.
Well, yeah. And that's my point is that we simply don't have a reference. And I believe our listeners don't either. Yeah. And I think this inquisition into what are we aging into? It is inevitable. This is happening to us.
This whether we
like
journey.
It or… Yeah. So I would like to begin that journey into finding out… What's the philosophy that's going to keep us around on this magical like ride for as long as possible?
Straight up.
And are we wrong? Like, where are we wrong and how can we correct it? Yeah. You know?
So I think that's our statement for this week's episode. Like, if you know anybody that is over the age of 50 or better yet, over 65,
I would say 65
or in their 70s that are fit, that are healthy, that are active, that are mobile, that would like to come on the show.
That are doing amazing things.
To share their story, share their journey, share their secrets. What is their regimen? What does their life look like? Whatever it is that they're doing. So they can come and share that with us so we could learn from that.
Yeah.
That if we could learn from them, that's where we're headed. So if anybody knows anything, please slide in our DMs. Send us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Whatever, get in touch with us. Send us their work. Or who they are. And we'd love to have them on the show. I think it would be great. And I asked my uncle if he wants to come on the show.
Let's see. It would be, we'd welcome him on the show. I just think, like I said, again, you know, this is your life. This is my life. I can't have anybody else responsible for how I age or how I do things. Like, I would like to empower everybody with the information so that we can challenge whatever it is that's keeping us old and sick and frail. Because I know 23-year-olds, they're old. Like, you know, they're old in their practice, in their perspective, in the way their body is like being treated. They're old. We don't want that. We want everyone to be around as long as possible, right? Yeah. That's health span.
That's the game plan. And this is the episode for this week. Do we have a Shataf report?
We do have a Shataf report.
Bismillah ar-Rahman.
And it's a good one. I've got, it's a twofer.
Hold on. It's the Shataf report. All right, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, so the Shataf report for this week. If you don't know the rules are I go through the city and I try out the Shatafs in any given location that I'm in. If there is no Shataf, I probably am not there. So we grade the Shatafs on four points. First point.
You could say we flush.
Oh, we flush. Okay, I like that. I like that. Anyway,
I'm here with the keywords.
To that point. So you get 1 point for the actual construction of the Shataf. Is it high end? Is it not? Is it one of those plastic ones that's like putting silver glitter on my hands when I'm done? That is unacceptable. But hey, is it leaking? Okay.
We all know. Fix your plumbing.
The second thing is the water pressure. If there is no pressure, you are not clean.
What was the balance? You had a perfect balance that you mentioned between where and where?
Nothing is happening to you and you're getting assaulted. We want like a solid middle ground. Right there. You're just dirty and you're getting assaulted. We don't want anyone injured. We also don't want anyone walking out dirty. So the middle ground is what we're looking for. The third thing is the water temperature. I like a body temperature. I like it.
A little cooler. Are you? I'm here for a little cooler water temperature.
My headphones are so loud.
Is it? Oh.
Did you?
Oh, wow. You went loud.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Anyways, so the third is the water temperature. If I like a body temperature, some people like a little colder because it's blazing outside right now. It's okay.
I mean, look, in the heat of summer,
to find a cold shataf is like an oasis.
Yo, the luxury.
It's like an oasis. The luxury. You know what I mean? Oh. And then finally, bonus points sometimes if the ambiance of the space, but also if you have 2-ply, you get the point, but we're disappointed. What we want is the elusive 3-ply. 1-ply, you're walking out wet. There is way. It disintegrates. Dust.
This is not
dust.
Prison Break. Do not give me a single ply.
Yeah, exactly. Use a leaf.
Straight up.
Anyways, let's go.
Gang, gang.
Kite Beach, ladies and gentlemen. We just talked about it. What do you mean? No. People have to go to the bathroom. And no, don't go in the water. That is weird and gross. No, do not go in the water.
Go in the water.
No, I mean, some people do, but I don't get into Kite Beach for very specific reasons. So I'm always there. Oh. I'm always by the beach. I'm either playing a sport or I'm at my little coffee shop where I'm working. Okay. So when you need to go to the ladies' room, why are you? Listen, this is.
Please go. Continue.
This is a public service.
I'm going to explain it after your PSA. Please.
This
continue.
Is a public
after
service.
After your flushing. Great.
Okay. Here we go. So if you're at Kite Beach, there are two different kinds. There are three different kinds of washrooms, actually. Three types of washrooms. This is about to get technical. Brace yourself. The first one is the public washroom, which is what we call, it's a porta potty of different washrooms. If you go to that one, go to the first stall. As soon as you enter, go into the first stall. Why? Because you have your own sink in there with your own soap in there. Okay.
Where's that?
That's in the women's washroom. I don't know about you guys, but it's the handicapped one. And let me explain how this works. No person, with all due respect, Kai
Wait,
Beach,
is that next to Skimmed?
Yes.
It's the one like that we always go to? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, so we ain't got it like that.
No, okay. So there's an assumption that no males who may be disabled will use the bathroom.
Clearly, that's what they assume.
So this is the washroom that, and the thing about it, and this is something that we should correct. The ramp is so steep that it's actually not very accessible to someone in a wheelchair. So no one in a wheelchair has ever actually been able to access this area. Leaving it open for me. So the shataf in that is your usual plastic. However, it's not often used. The water is hot. Whatever the temperature outside is the temperature that's going to clean you. Usually hot means you're going to get cleaned very well. And that's the season right now. The toilet paper is a 2-ply. Again, we give you the point, but it is not 3-ply. I don't think I want 3-ply at Kite Beach because it's going to be like toilet paper everywhere. We don't want that. It's good on the 2-ply. Mm-hmm. The ambiance, it is an outdoor washroom. This is as close to camping as you're going to get. But when you're outside, it is what you need. Now, the second type of washroom. Everybody, you're good with that? If you're running along the track, listen, I'm helping people. If you're running along the track, you see the plaza numbers, right? Next to almost every plaza number, there is a wavy building. There are two washrooms in there. There's a men's side and there's a women's side.
Right.
There is no toilet paper in there. You must go to the nearest cafe, get your own toilet paper, okay? That's a public service. The shataf is the same one. It's plastic. It is plastic. But what's good about this one is it's actually just a little bit colder. Why? Because it's inside a building and it's shaded. Okay. This is good. This is a better place to go. Problem? The lineup is longer. Probably more people using it, right? Now,
and straight out the beach.
Right,
straight
exactly.
out the water.
So now, if you happen to get by the beach area, which is like that main area, there is one more washroom that not many people know about, and that's inside the place where people shower. You know, there's a shower area.
Yeah. I thought that's the one you were talking about.
No, okay. There are three washrooms, and this is the third one. This one has a metal toilet. It's a regular construction, and it also has a metal shataf. It also does not have toilet paper often because you couldn't refill the toilet paper fast enough for the amount that this bathroom gets used. Because the bathroom gets used so much, the temperature of the water is actually cooler than
What's
anywhere
your grade?
Else.
All what? Three total summary.
You want me
grade.
To give it 3 total?
Yo.
Oh, I give it a solid 3 for the experience. This is as close to camping as you're gonna get. Like it's gross in there. But let's be honest, okay? When you're out there, you're in your swimsuit, it's hot, you make concessions, you're okay with it. You're not trying to find like a golden throne.
No, I'm always looking. So here's the difference between Reem and I. I am always looking for a golden throne.
Right, but you won't
Akawi
find it.
Akawi doesn't use public bathrooms, apparently so. So he says. I still don't believe it, but whatever. I'm just going to let it go for it because that's not the point here. Okay, I'm always looking for a golden throne.
And but what if there isn't one? You'll remember
the Kite
this.
Beach. Wait, I'm coming to it. So my PSA on the Kite Beach bathrooms. Gentlemen would understand this, I think, for most of those that live out here. They're a reminder of mosque bathrooms in the 1990s of, you know, it just smells terrible.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
The floor, everything is just dirty and it is nasty.
He's so negative. He's being
very,
so
very
negative
no,
right
I'm being
now.
Honest, right? I'm coming to my grading. Don't worry. I'm coming to my flesh grades.
Oh,
whatever
okay.
you were calling those numbers.
Okay.
The one by Skimmed that Reem refers to, because that's the one where we spend most of our time at that area.
Why wouldn't you tell people where we work? Go ahead.
Or you can…
like what?
Tech can censor this. I don't care. I thought we already mentioned it. No. It's… The water is very hot.
I said that.
Most.
I said year. Whatever the temperature is outside is the water that is the water temperature that's going to clean you.
If you so as a guy, I mean, if you use the urinals, easy going out. You're done. As a guy, that's thank God for that because that's a great hack. Sometimes that's the best. But if you got to use the toilet itself, the toilet seat, It's never clean. I don't know. I feel like we need to have that as a part of this.
No,
thing.
This is the Shataf report. It's the Shataf report.
The cleanliness of the toilet, I feel like, should be part
of the beach
report.
Toilet. Like, I'm not sure what you're trying to say here. It's a beach toilet.
It's been struggles, though.
I've given you three options.
Yeah.
Two of which are concrete.
Three grade is very good.
Yeah.
Like, that is way better than what I thought it was going to be.
Wow. Because you were super negative, right?
I was looking at a 1.5. This is I have to go to the bathroom. So you're true. Not because, I could go. No, this is like, I have to.
You're at the beach.
Go.
You're at the beach.
You've reached that point of, if I don't go, I'm going to burst.
Right.
This has got to go down right now.
Yeah.
Like that extreme.
Yes, but that's fine. It's okay to get there. But yeah, of course. Our job on the Shataf report, I don't know, maybe you're just using this as a form for your complaint, but our job as the Shataf report is to, in that moment, give people enough information so they know where to go to the right place. I have given you three options. If you're going to the beach to pee, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. But if you're at the beach, you know where you're at. You know that there's not going to be like, you're not at the Fashion Avenue of Dubai
Statistically,
Mall.
Statistically, I would love to know.
Which, by the way, is the number one ranked bathroom.
Statistically, I would just love to know how many people choose to go in the ocean water?
Oh, I don't think about
how
that.
How many of those actually use the toilet? We're going to start a poll on Instagram.
No, let's not.
Let's do that. We're going to do an Instagram poll. Let us.
No, let's not. We're not doing
an
Instagram poll.
Are you in the beach or in the Shataf report type bathroom?
No, no. I don't want to hear people telling me. I don't want to see the numbers of people telling me they've pissed in the water. I don't want to hear that. Yeah. What I want to know is, where's the best Shataf you've ever experienced? Tell me so I can go there. Clearly OT has some trauma that he needs to work through, because
for sure.
It's a beach bathroom, but you've got three options. And now, trust me, you'll know when it happens to you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Good luck.
Godspeed.
I shall pray for you.
On that note,
peace.
It's been a slice. See you guys later.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.